Haven't we all thought at one point how nice it would be to get away from the hustle and bustle of workaday life and return to living in simpler times? To disconnect, to live off the land, to embrace true family values? It sounds so refreshing in theory, but I'm not sure I could hack it in reality. Welcome back to Likely Stories. I'm Paige Connell, an English teacher at Midway High School, with a story that explores the idea of be careful what you wish for to the extreme. In Yesteryear by Caro Claire Burke, we follow a mega-influencer intent on crafting the perfect content who gets more than she bargains for when she wakes up one morning actually transported to the days of yore, where survival is not aided by producers, nannies, and hired hands, but by her own two hands, where organic, home-cooked meals don't appear after a camera cut, and where a family is not content to smile for the photo shot, but instead feels distant and unfamiliar. Natalie Heller Mills seems to have a perfect life if you look through the filter of her social media account, at Yesteryear Ranch. Her husband Caleb is hapless, but finds purpose in running a farm, and their five picture-perfect children generate tons of likes, if you don't care about their personal consent. Natalie is a trad wife, fully embracing traditional family values and practices. But when a scandal rocks her world, she awakens to find herself on her farm, but not her farm, with her husband and children, but not her husband and children. Everything is just a shade off of normal, and the normal day-to-day life that Natalie has worked so hard to curate online is gone in a click, replaced by back-breaking manual labor and the unforgiving wilderness. Whether it's hauling water, cooking from actual scratch, gathering eggs, avoiding predators, fitting into this new family, and figuring out what in the world is going on, Natalie is written in such a way that you find her to be equal parts sympathetic and maddening. It is so frustrating that she doesn't understand how she has ended up in this confusing new world. But at the same time, how can a woman who profits under the guise of traditional living really not know how to cook an egg? Alternating the present confusion with the former pleasant reality, we see all the fractures in the facade that led Natalie to this moment. She is, at her foundation, an unlikable character. But she possesses the fortitude to be the driving force in her own life. Weaving back and forth in time will keep you wondering, but the revelation will have you rethinking that desire to go back to the simple times.
This has been Likely Stories, a production of KWBU. If you'd like to hear this episode again or explore past episodes, visit our website at kwbu.org and click the Programs tab. Interested in sharing your own book review? Visit our site to learn how you can join our roster of Likely Stories contributors.